Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Bishop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Finney reaches second base with a double. Higgins moves to third. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to third for the out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards the plate. Cochran fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cochran. Swanson scores. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first, double play. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sugar Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bing Miller pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Peterson now pitching. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. McNair reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran scores. McNair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Finney is walked intentionally. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. McNair scores. Johnson moves to third. Finney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to third. Finney moves to second. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Lyons covering. Safe. Higgins scores. Finney moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Peterson moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Bishop scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McNair. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.